conference with the State Secretary of the Independent Education Union. Good morning, Glenn.
Oh, good morning, Dave.
Now, Glenn, I think we put in a call to the Catholic Education Office. They don't want to talk to us. They won't talk to this program, and haven't for several years now. You know, it's been so long, I can't even remember exactly what the story was that upset them. I think we were asking some questions about the way the church has handled child sexual abuse. It's been so long, I can't remember the exact details, but they don't talk to Matt and me. And that's fine, if that's what they want to do. So we'll just talk to you. Can you explain what's the story in terms of industrial action that will affect Catholic schools in South Australia? Because a lot of mums and dads right now would like to know what's going to happen with their kids.
Yeah, sure. Essentially, we've been negotiating for a new enterprise agreement for well over a year, and the core sticking point is to somehow come up with a way of reducing the intensification of teacher workload. And we've been exploring different models for that, but the employers don't seem to be too creative in coming up with ways. But in essence, we're trying to get a way of putting the teachers' energy where we get the most impact and trying to reduce some of the other areas where perhaps, you know, meetings may not be productive, or supervision of playgrounds, or, you know, somehow just getting the intensification down. So we've had a rally back in June where we rallied at the Catholic Education Office, and now it's escalating with up to about 50 school sites eligible to attend the Victoria Park rally, as we gradually ramp up the pressure so that hopefully they can listen to their own staff.
Right, so when will the rally be?
It'll be Thursday afternoon at 2:45 in Victoria Square.
That's this Thursday, this week?
That's this Thursday.
Okay. Right. Now, at 2:45, so what, teachers will just walk off the job in time to get there?
Yes, they'll leave, you know, probably lunchish time to be able to be rallying at 2:45 to about 3:45.
So
it'll be basically a half-day stoppage.
Right. So if you send your child, is this just affecting primary schools or is it also high schools?
It'll be high schools as well. So there are...
All Catholic schools?
No, there are 50 schools where members have voted up industrial action. So it's about half of the Catholic schools.
Okay. And you should contact your local school to say, well, I'd be affected.
Yep. Schools may be able to manage the supervision internally. I haven't heard of any schools that would be actually closing.
Right. It's not just about money?
No, the money's been settled some time ago. After the last rally in June, the money issue was simply about whether there would be back pay to October last year. And after that bit of push, they agreed to that. And they agreed to the retention of an advanced skill teacher category, but they haven't made any meaningful progress on workload reductions.
All right, so you've sorted out the money,
yeah,
but you haven't sorted out how much work you do in order to get that money.
That's right, because the employers basically say, look, we'll match the government rates and increases. Well, that's fine if that's the benchmark salary. But in government schools, student contact time, that's the amount of, basically lesson time and homeroom time that teachers need to do, is 1.5 hours a week greater in Catholic primaries and secondaries. So we say, if you're going to match the money, then match the conditions. They then say that, well, that would be far too expensive, it would cost us $18 million a year. So we say, OK, how about we phase in something, and how about we look at the other aspects of teachers' work that doesn't cost anything. You don't pay them extra to do meetings. You don't pay them extra to do lots of other things. How about we find lower cost options? And they seem to be quite unimaginative in that area.
Right, so you've got the stop work meeting. It'll affect, I think you said 50 schools?
Yeah, about 50 sites.
And that's from lunchtime on Thursday.
Yeah.
What else is on the agenda? So that if I send my kid to a Catholic school, as a result of this dispute, I should not expect teachers to do what?
Well, if teachers have left the worksite to attend a rally, that means that there would have to be some alternative supervision.
No, I don't mean... I mean, obviously, they're not there, but yep. I mean in terms of other ongoing industrial action, like some teachers aren't going to be out in the schoolyard during recess and lunch, that sort of thing.
Right. What we've done is we've introduced an escalating, a gradually escalating industrial campaign. It started off with T-shirts and short stoppages. It's now got to a half-day stoppage. We don't particularly want to have to go further, but members are quite adamant that something needs to be done so that there is more room to add more schools to the list and to make longer stoppages. And, of course, we're getting close to Year 12 exam time too, so that could increase a bit of pressure all round.
OK, well, thank you very much, Glenn Seidel.
Not a problem. Thanks, Dave.
Glenn Seidel is the State Secretary of the Independent Education Union, and very happy to talk to the Catholic Education Office about this dispute if they'd like to return the call. It's...